Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Many of the churches being built in England in the 1800s were big, beautiful, and stately. You can look up pictures on Google of the massive stone walls, the carved wooden beams, the huge columns, and the intricate stained glass windows. Sir George, the person who wrote the tune for this song, felt that church music should match the churches. It should be just as stately, uplifting, and inspiring. I think he nailed it with this song. How about you? Hello, hello. We are continuing our story about Jesus' promise to give the Holy Spirit, and we're learning about the Holy Spirit this week. Now, what did we learn about last time? What job does the Holy Spirit do in us? Do you remember? Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 27 talked about it. What did it say?
I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them.
It said that God wants to put His Spirit within us, so like in our hearts. And what will that do? It will cause us. The results will be that we will walk in His statutes because of Christ's Spirit within us. Isn't that neat? Well, before we get started with today's lesson about what the disciples were doing while they were waiting for this special gift, we're going to pray and ask for the Holy Spirit to be in our hearts today. Lord, thank you for your promise that you put your spirit within us. We ask for that today. We choose to trust you. We choose to accept it. Please help the Holy Spirit to do that special work in us. Amen. The disciples went back to the same room where they had eaten the Passover supper with Jesus before he died. I kind of wonder who owned this upper room. It must have been a disciple of Jesus who had this extra room. Have you ever had somebody who had an extra room that you could come and visit and stay in? It's pretty nice, isn't it? Hotels can get so expensive. Even Airbnbs can become very expensive. But when you have friends that you can just go and stay with in one of their rooms, oh, it's so nice. It saves money and you get to spend time with them, right? Well, the disciples were back in that upper room where they had eaten the Passover supper with Jesus. It was the same room where they had hidden after Jesus was crucified. Remember when the disciples came back from Emmaus and they were all excited and they were pounding on the door? Let us in, let us in. We saw Jesus. And then Jesus appeared to them in that room. But this time, one of them was missing. Who was missing from their disciples? Judas Iscariot, right? Let's look at Acts chapter 1, verse 12 through 14. What does Acts chapter 1, verses 12 through 14 say? We're going to see who all was there, who were in this upper room waiting for this special gift of Jesus' Holy Spirit. Who was there? Acts chapter 1, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. 5th book in the New Testament. And then we're going to go to chapter 1, so that's right at the beginning of the book of Acts, and look down at those little numbers for verse 12. We're going to read verse 12 and 13 and 14, so three verses. Acts chapter 1, verse 12 through 14. Here's what it says.
Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they had entered, they went up into the upper room where they were staying, Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with a woman and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brothers.
They were all together. They were in one accord in prayer and supplication. They were praying together. They wanted the same things. They wanted the Holy Spirit. They wanted the power that he would give. They were praying together. While the disciples waited for Jesus to give them that special power through the Holy Spirit, they thought back of the miracles that Jesus had done and the words that he had spoken. Oh, how they wished they had listened more carefully. How they wished they had believed him when he told them about the kingdom of God and what kind of king that he was. Also, the disciples remembered how sad Jesus was when they had argued and quarreled with each other. Just a few weeks before, they had been arguing with each other about who was to be the best, who was to be the greatest. They had been jealous of each other. Jesus let him sit next to him. Jesus let him walk by him. Look, Jesus is talking to him. They were very jealous of each other. They were only thinking of themselves. Now, they asked Jesus to forgive them, and each one asked the others to forgive him too. There's a story in Uncle Arthur's bedtime stories called Cammie's Slippers, and it's about these two girls, Cammie and Caitlin. Cammie and Caitlin really like to paint. Do you guys like to paint? They each had a box of paints, but the problem was that Caitlin would use her paints really, really quickly and do these great big pictures on big pieces of newspaper, and Cammie would save her paint and try to make it last as long as possible. Well, pretty soon, Caitlin would get all done with her paintings, and her paints would be all gone, and then she'd want to share Cammie's paints, and that made Cammie really upset. Oh, why can't you just be careful with your paints and then you'll have them longer? Why do I have to share? She was grumbling. She was mad at her sister. Pretty soon, their parents sent them outside. Go outside and play. Have you ever been sent outside to play? Maybe because you've been arguing or fighting, or your mom thinks that you're really bored and so you just need to go outside and do something else or get in a different environment, and maybe that'll help you to feel better. Well, that's what Caitlin and Cammie's parents did, and they sent them outside. When it was dinner time, the girls came in to wash up, and the rule in their house was that they had to take off their outside shoes and put on their slippers. They came in, and guess what? Caitlin found her slippers right away. They were right by the door. But Cammie couldn't find her slippers. She was looking and looking and getting grumpier and grumpier and more mad. Oh, she was really upset. You know what Caitlin did? Caitlin said, "Here, Cammie, I'll help you find them. And until we do, you can wear one of my slippers and I'll wear the other until we find yours." So Caitlin shared her slippers with Cammie. They each had one slipper on and one slipper off, and they went walking around the house, ker-thump, 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 looking for Cammie's slippers. They looked high and they looked low. They looked in the closet. They looked under the toys. Finally, they found them under the bed. Cammie was very excited to put her slippers back on, and the two girls went running down to dinner. Their quarrel was forgotten. When Caitlin thought of her sister and helped her and put her first, guess what? Then they were happy. And pretty soon, Cammy was happy to share her paints. You know, that's how the disciples were. They had been fighting and they had been arguing, and then now, after Jesus went back to heaven, they were united. They had a common goal. They, just like the two girls were looking for those slippers, working together, these disciples had a common goal of putting everything away from them that was sinful and focusing on Jesus. They forgave each other. They asked Jesus to forgive them. And the disciples wanted their hearts to be clean so that the Holy Spirit could live inside each one of them. Does Jesus want us to love each other? How can we show that we love each other? Caitlin and Cammy were helping each other, right? Caitlin helped Cammy to find her slippers. What are some ways that you can think of to show others that we love each other, that we love them? What are some ways that we can put others first? Did you know that when we have God's Holy Spirit within us, we do it and we want to do it cheerfully and joyfully? It's not hard because His Spirit changes our hearts. Let's pray that Jesus will help us to show others love. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for Your Holy Spirit to be in our hearts so that we can show love to others, so that it will be easy, so that we can help others to love You, to fall in love with You more and more each and every day. Thank You. Amen. It's our memory verse. Have you been enjoying it? Acts chapter 2, verse 38. What do we need to do? Repent. Ask for forgiveness. Feel sorry for our sins. God wants to give us the gift of His Holy Spirit.
Acts 2:38.
Repent, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Repent, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.